to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this Thursday, the 5th of April, 2007. We're having Bob Schultz on today. Bob Schultz is being gone after by the Department of Justice and the IRS on a civil matter. Well, they don't like him educating people about taxes. So we'll have him up here in a couple of minutes. There's two House members, by the way, introducing a resolution, bills to call for NAFTA pullout. Three Republican members of the House of Representatives have co-sponsored a resolution calling on President Bush to provide notice of withdrawal from the North American Free Trade Agreement. Virgil Good, or is it Goody? I think it's Good, out of Virginia. Walter Jones of North Carolina and Gene Taylor of Mississippi introduced a bill which has been referred to the House Subcommittee of Trade. The trio object to NAFTA because of the rising U.S. trade deficits with Canada and Mexico, the loss of American jobs, the safety threat posed by foreign truckers on U.S. highways, and the security risk that is meant to increase crime and drugs and the potential for terrorist activity. According to the Department of Labor, 1.8 million U.S. workers have applied for trade adjustment assistance as a result of lost jobs through NAFTA implementation. We're going to call on George Bush to get out of the North American Free Trade Agreement. That's like trying to shove an elephant through an eye of a needle. We are coming up on April 6th, ladies and gentlemen, and rumor has it that there will be an attack on Iran, but Ahmadinejad just released the hostages. They arrived in, that's right, London, Heathrow Airport, jolly old London, England, today. I watched it. I was up at 6 a.m. to catch it all. Showed up in their military fatigues, even though they were released in suits, given little gift packages by the people of Iran. You want to talk about a public relations cue? I mean, it was perfect. Of course, Tony Blair gave his little thing from Downing Street today, and, well, he was not a happy camper, you could tell. Of course, in Basra a couple days ago, there was four British soldiers that were killed by a suicide bomber or truck bomb or whatever it was. He was not happy. Let me just put it to you that way. So I would look for a pullout, and George Bush throwing up his hands saying, you know what, everybody's right. I blew it here with Afghanistan and Iraq, and I'm going to leave Iran alone. That would probably happen before he pulls out. Mr. New World Order himself pulls out of any agreements. After all, I don't know why they didn't go first after the agreement that he made with the Security and Prosperity Agreement that Bush signed a little while ago. I would start at the tail end, or the head end, rather, of this beast, rather than at the tail end, and then just whittle my way back. But good luck, guys, for trying to get Mr. Bush to pull out of the North American Union. Like I said, an elephant through an eye of a needle, or is that a camel? Doesn't matter. It wouldn't work anyhow. We'll be right back with Bob Schultz right after this from We the People Foundation.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, I wanted to make this announcement here. Finally, I think Mr. Ron Paul is going to get some coverage. His hat is in the ring for President of the United States. This is a GOP debate with nine running for president. And yes, finally, Ron Paul will get some face time. He needs to be aggressive and just kick their butts. I have no problem. I have no problem believing that he will do exactly that, because he doesn't pander to anybody. And I saw him on C-SPAN a couple of days ago and did a pretty good job there. I saw him on Bill Maher's program. Did a fairly decent job there, and Bill Maher actually let him talk. Nine GOP White House hopefuls will participate in the May 3rd debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, an event hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation, in conjunction with MSNBC and the Politico, whatever that is. Accepting former First Lady Nancy Reagan's invitations are Senator Sam Brownback, former Virginia Governor Jim Gilmore, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, hope he brings his dresses with him, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, not another one out of Arkansas, please, Representative Duncan Hunter out of California, Senator John McCain, Representative Ron Paul out of Texas, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, and former Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson. The debate, the first of the cycle for the Republican presidential candidates, will air exclusively on MSNBC with full coverage on MSNBC.com. The Politico, I guess that's what their function is here, will stream the debate live on Politico.com, providing an exclusive and unprecedented opportunity for viewers to ask and vote on questions via the Internet. We're going to put a posting on Republic Broadcasting, org website, just to remind people, and we'll have a link to that Politico. The event will be the first of two GOP debates scheduled to take place at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. The second will be held January 30th, the final GOP debate before the 2008 Super Tuesday primary in California and several other key states. So Ron Paul is going to get some FaceTime on the tube and streaming on the Internet with your questions that you can put over to the candidates. I guess that's an electronic kind of town hall meeting. All right. With us this afternoon is Bob Schultz. Bob is being sued. It's a civil action, folks. Complaint for permanent injunction and other equitable relief and for other purposes. Duck when they start using that and for other whatevers. Good afternoon, Mr. Schultz.
Hey, John. How are you?
Right now, probably doing better than you are. When did you receive this lawsuit?
Well, I haven't received it yet.
Oh, really?
They haven't served anything yet, but I've heard about it.
Well, how did I get this copy in my hand then?
Well, others have copies, but we haven't been served yet.
Okay.
We returned home from the Give Me Liberty 2007 conference on Monday, and I guess it was yesterday morning, I suppose, that we received... I received a telephone call from Associated Press asking if I had seen this. And no, I said. And they said, well, we'll send it to you, and would you care to comment? And so they did email it to me, and I did comment. And it wasn't long after that that David K. Johnston from the New York Times called asking if I had seen it. And we exchanged some emails. I commented, he commented, I commented, and so forth. And then he ran his story in the Times yesterday. So I've seen it, but it hasn't been served yet, neither the summons or the complaint.
Now, this is interesting that you already have the AP and other people contacting you. Mm-hmm. You know, it must be that conduit, that pipeline from the Attorney General's office right into them. Yeah, I guess this. What do they pay these? Pay the Department of Justice people for the scoop of the week, or what? I don't understand how this
works.
Well,
the Department of Justice issues press releases on everything it does, and of course there are people like within the Associated Press, the ranks of the Associated Press people that monitor the agencies, and I would imagine that they were on the list of recipients. I don't think that DOJ. Calls a press conference, but they issue press releases their list of media contacts. So I think that's how they get it. I'm sure David Kay is the New York Times is on that list as well.
He had written articles about you before when you were doing your thing a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were doing your fast, and you got some pretty good coverage. I remember seeing you on Hannity and Combs.
Yeah, David in the past has said that the government has mishandled the We the People and should be answering the questions that we've been asking. So his story yesterday wasn't I found some fault with it. I did. He indicated, for instance, that the Supreme Court issued a decision in 1979 in which it said government does not have to, that people have the right to petition, but government doesn't have to listen or respond. And so I knew of no such decision, so I emailed him and asked him if he could give a cite. And he did, and it was the Minnesota versus Knight case, K-N-I-G-H-T, which we, and I told him this, I actually copied some of the text from one of our briefs to the court which pretty well put that case to bed. I mean, the district court never mentioned it. Government raised it in response to our lawsuit for a declaration of our rights under the petition clause. The government, DOJ, argued before the district court that the government doesn't have to listen or respond, and they cited this Knight case. And we pretty well put it to bed. We did an effective enough job so that the court never mentioned it, but there David Kaye was mentioning it. And it was in 1984, not 1979. But David, you know, asked if, you know, he might want to consider publishing a little correction somewhere in the paper for that reason and a couple of other reasons, and but he declined. He said, well, you know, my meaning in the context of my remarks is, you know, pretty well understood. So no correction coming.
Okay. All right. I have attorneys calling me while I'm on the air, Bob. I mean, they can't just stay away from me. I tell them I'm on the air from 4 to 6 every day, but that doesn't stop them from calling me. At any rate, now, this is kind of strange the way this is working. I mean, I can understand, you know, I can understand the government posting what it's doing, but you'd not been served on this thing, so you're getting calls on it. And what I'm reading this, and they go through the jurisdiction and venue. They're saying that their complaint here is about Operation Stop Withholding. That you were offering a tax termination package of as part of what you called Operation Stop Withholding, and what were you doing with that? I was not aware that you were offering that package.
Well, the whole thing is it's. I mean, their motives here are quite suspect because this is really false. Let me explain. People who have been following We the People and through our website and so forth, and on our mailing list, know that in 1999, I and this organization set out to help Joe Bannister and Bill Benson and others get answers to the questions regarding the origin and operation of the federal income tax system. These were not our questions. These were the questions other people were asking and not getting any answers to. And we were not getting any response. We had published full-page ads in USA Today and the New York Times. We had conferences at the National Press Club that were broadcast live by C-SPAN. We very respectfully invited the government to attend these things and to address these issues. And never a response. I had a hunger fast, and the hunger fast came to an end only after the White House, Larry Lindsey on White House stationery, wrote on the 19th day of the fast and said, and delivered a note to me and said that we would be getting a response from the IRS commissioner, and it would be a substantive response. Well, the next day, the IRS commissioner and the attorney general's office both called to say that, yes, they would. They agreed to meet in a recorded public forum and answer the questions over a two-day period in a secure location in a hearing room on one of the House office buildings.
Now,
because of 9/11, yeah, that was postponed,
right,
and reset, and then eventually they backed out.
Now, this wasn't the same Roscoe Bartlett deal, was it?
Because
that was.
Yeah, it was Roscoe Bartlett that was that dropped everything as soon as he heard about the hunger fast, and said to his staff in my presence that this was a top priority in his mind. That. And he pulled out his copy of the Constitution, and he read it to his staff, and he said to his staff, it says right here that people have the right to petition government for redress of grievances, and he said to his staff, government is obligated to respond, so let's help this man get a response.
Well, we know the government's a loaded bureaucracy, and well, I'm sure they had good intentions, Bob. It was just going to take a little while longer for them to get back to you. More with Mr. Schultz, right after this break. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And the usual old falderal here, as I'm reading through this, as part of the tax termination scheme, defendants give customers, both employers and employees, step-by-step instructions on how to fraudulently terminate withholding of federal income and employment taxes. The tax termination package instructions direct customers to complete and file their employers with their employers a WTP form number 1, titled Workers Verified Statement and Notice to Terminate Form W-4 Agreement. Defendant's scheme bases the fraudulent request to stop withholding on a laundry list of frivolous arguments attached to the WTP Form number 1. For example, as the form says that the customer's remuneration does not constitute wages and that the customer did not... Why are they using the term customer? Okay. Customer did not earn income from a source defined in 26 CFR, so on and so forth. The document defendants falsely tell customers, this is where it really gets good. The income tax is a tax on labor prohibited by the 13th Amendment. When an employer pays the employee the amount agreed upon their contract, there is no excess amount realized over the adjusted basis and thus no taxable gain under Section 1001. Congress lacks the authority to legislate an income tax except in the District of Columbia. The 16th Amendment did not come close to being ratified. Unless one is a foreigner working here as a citizen of the USA working and earning his money abroad, he is not liable for the income tax. Well, this is all frivolous stuff. I mean, this is all false stuff, according to the government. They will not do this in the light of day. They will not talk to you, Mr. Schultz, in the light of day for all to see and witness.
Well, let me finish putting into context exactly what it is they're talking about there. Following the early 2002, the decision by the government not to participate in the recorded public forum to address these issues, we had in 2002, we had the USA Patriot Act passed, as well as the Iraq Resolution was passed, in which the Congress transferred its power to the president to decide if we're going to apply the armed forces of the United States in hostilities and so forth. All of this gave rise to three more petitions for redress of grievances: the Iraq Resolution one, the USA Patriot Act, and the Federal Reserve. Because to get the money to invade Iraq, they just printed $70 billion and added it to the debt, and the tax, of course, pays the interest on the debt. So we had three more petitions for redress of grievances filed and served on everyone. You remember Freedom Drive? It was at the end of 2002, we had about 1,000 people on the National Mall waiting for a response from the government to at least let us know when they would respond to those, all four of the now four petitions for redress. No response. Fast forward now to early 2003. If you look at paragraph 7 of that complaint and paragraph 13, you see reference to what the DOJ is saying was the beginning of what they call this marketing and selling of these tax termination packages. Here are the facts. On March 15th, I wrote to the IRS commissioner, and I said that I was about to embark on a national campaign to instruct workers and companies on how to legally stop withholding. And the reason I was doing this, of course, is because it doesn't do any good for people to decide to stop paying their taxes because the government isn't responding to their petitions for redress if the companies are already taking the money out of the paychecks of their workers. What good does it? The government is taking your money, so how can you stop paying them? Which is their right to do if the government refuses to answer. So I wrote to the commissioner, and I said to the commissioner in this March 15th letter that everything I will be saying to these workers and company representatives as I went across the country is contained in this, in the attached packet of material. It happened to be a blue folder with these forms in it, as well as a comprehensive statement of facts and beliefs. So I gave it to the commissioner, saying to him that I would be handing that out to people free of charge at no cost, and that if the commissioner thought that there was, if the IRS thought there was something in there that was misleading or false, please let me know. No response from the commissioner, and I embarked in 37 cities and 37 days. I met with workers and company representatives, and I handed out 3,500 copies,
okay,
free of charge.
All right, now hold on to that thought. We got to take this break. We'll be back with Mr. Bob Schultz. The two websites, ladies and gentlemen, worth noting here is GiveMeLiberty.org and WeThePeopleCongress.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, pick up where you left off prior to the break, please. Bob, you still there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, pick up where you left off.
So the so I went around in 2003. I visited 37 cities in 37 days, an audience of an average of 100 people each, and I handed out 3,500 copies of this material free of charge. These were not customers. I wasn't marketing or selling anything. What the IRS is complaining about, what DOJ is complaining about, was handed out free of charge. Certainly have a right to speak freely. Have a right to petition. Government has an obligation to respond. If they don't, we have the, we certainly have the right to speak freely and hand this information out. The following that trip around the country, we posted all of that material on our website, where anyone could download it free of charge. Nobody was charged. If anyone wanted us to send it to them rather than downloading it, we said we would, but to cover our costs of preparing it, a lot of documents, and mailing it, we suggested a donation of $20. We told people, if they didn't have the $20, just let us know. We'd send it to them anyway. That's our policy on everything we do. And so we did that. This is now what the IRS wants the court to order us to stop doing and to stop selling this. And they want the information taken off of the website and so forth. And so we'll argue this, and I have no doubt that we will prevail. We'll argue against this.
You know, it's fascinating. I'm looking at this. Defendant knows or has reason to know that the purported tax benefits they advertise for their tax termination package are false and fraudulent. They're pretty brazen.
Look, it's nonsense. John, I'm sorry. It's nonsense. What these forms, this research was done, and it's there is a code section, 26 U.S.C. 3402. It clearly says that the withholding agreement between workers and the company is voluntary, and that either, once executed, it can be terminated simply. It could be terminated by either party simply by notifying the other side. So the employer can notify the employee, or the other way around, that they're terminating the withholding agreement. That's the plain language of the code. And that and other information was included in this material to stop withholding. And the interest in stopping withholding came about on our part because of the fact that the government was not responding to the petitions for redress, and that people have a right to withdraw their financial support if they have evidence that the government is violating the Constitution, and they properly petition the government, as is their right, and the government does not respond as they are obligated to do. Then the people have the right, as the only nonviolent way to hold the government accountable, they have the right to withdraw their allegiance, their support of the government, by withdrawing and withholding their, retaining their money until their grievances are redressed. Those are my words. It's common sense. But those are the words of the founders. And there's absolutely nothing, nothing at all, in American history or jurisprudence that contradicts that interpretation of the First Amendment right to petition. You know, this action by the government, I mean, you've got to wonder just what motivated it. I mean, we clearly are gaining, this right to petition issue is gaining traction. Not only, we started with violations by the government of the taxing clauses and the war powers clauses and the so-called privacy clauses and the money clauses, the Federal Reserve and the USA Patriot Act and so forth. And now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we personally served on every member of Congress and the President additional petitions for redress of grievances having to do with the failure of the President to faithfully execute the immigration laws. The Constitution requires the President in Article 2 to faithfully execute the laws. And, of course, prior to that clause in the Constitution requiring him to faithfully execute the laws, you find the requirement that he take an oath before he steps into the office to defend the Constitution, to uphold the Constitution. So the President doesn't have the discretion not to enforce laws of Congress. Here, of course, we're talking about the immigration laws. And so we filed a comprehensive, signed by thousands of people and served on every member of Congress on the 15th of March. And we filed one having to do with the North American Union. We want all discussions and negotiations stopped. I mean, there's no authority, you know, constitutional authority for these people to move in the direction of relocating or drawing a border around the three countries, United States, Canada, and Mexico, and doing away with the borders in between. It's just nonsense. So we want it stopped. And of course, another petition for redress has to do with the gun registration and gun control laws. We want those ended and nullified. And so we've got three new petitions for redress of grievances, and then a few weeks ago, we raised probably the most disturbing issue regarding our foreign policy and the developing police state in America. We reviewed two publications, recent publications, one by two professors, Professor John Mersheimer and Professor Stephen Walt. Mersheimer's from the University of Chicago, and Walt is from Harvard, JFK School of Government. Those two professors published an 82-page paper, well-documented, demonstrating that our foreign policy in the Middle East is not in our national interest, that we're doing all of these things that are not in our serving our general welfare and our national interest, and that, and they make the point further that the only reason we're doing it is because of the influence of the Israeli lobby.
And let me throw in here, ladies and gentlemen, you've now, Bob, you've now brought the ire of our wonderful friends, the American Defamation League, down on you. If you go to the website, We the People Foundation, you can read this. The Israeli lobby targets tax honesty movement. Our kid, meaning DV Kid, Larry B. Kraft, Joe Bannister, and Bob Schultz are the extremists. Well, you can click on, they've got a link over to it, Extremism in America, oh, the tax protest movement. So now the ADL is in on this deal.
Well, the ADL is part of the Israeli lobby. The Israeli lobby is a term coined by or used by these two professors to include all of these different organizations, such as AIPAC, the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee or Council, whatever they call themselves, and the ADL and the JDL and so forth. The point is, and people should read those two articles we posted, because I think that is probably one of the reasons why this lawsuit was filed. I mean, there's just, you know, you have to ask yourself. We published those two reports, and the reason, look, we read the paper by Mersheimer, and then we read the book by Jimmy Carter, not one of my favorite presidents. I think he's, you know, he's doesn't have the same interest in self-reliance and individualism and limited government that I share.
Well, he was a better peanut farmer than he was a president. We'll just leave it go.
But the fact is, he's right. I think, you know, he's written a book here, and there's nobody, absolutely nobody, more qualified than that man in terms of knowing what's going on in Israel and in the Middle East with the Palestinians and Israeli and the Palestinians and the other Arabs in the surrounding country. Nobody is more knowledgeable than him on the facts of what's happened over at least 30 years since he was responsible for getting Egypt and Israel to agree to peace terms. No one's more knowledgeable than him on the dynamics and the personalities and everything involved. All right, now he's published this book called Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, in which he shows, documents, that it is our support, our financial aid, that Israel is destroying, without real provocation, they are destroying the Palestine society. People are well aware. I'm well aware. People are well aware that the Palestinians throw stones. The Palestinians send suicide bombers into Tel Aviv to, you know, blow people up and so forth. We're well aware of that. But Carter makes the point that it is Israel's seizing of the Palestinian territories and what they're now and what they have been doing to those Palestinians, not just physically, I mean, killing people, but building highways that are only allowed to be used by Israelis and not Arabs, by walling off, building a wall. Their law of return allows Jews from anywhere in the world to settle in Israel, but no one else. It's apartheid. You've got Bishop Tutu, you know, from South Africa, visiting Israel, saying, "My God, this is worse than it was in South Africa. What's happening here? What the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians? They're clearly destroying a Palestinian society. They've caused Palestinians to flee. They make it impossible for them to live there. They take their homes, they bulldoze them, they tear up their orchards and farms, and they replace them with Israeli settlements. And so Carter documents all of this, okay? And we're paying for it. We're paying for it. We send billions every year in financial and military aid to Israel. And so these folks, you know, these Palestinians and other Arabs that are in sympathy with them, they dislike what's happening to them, what's happening to the Palestinians, and they direct their hostilities towards us here in America. And that is giving – and then here's where our logic then comes into play. We say that that is a cause of this war on terrorism here at home, which is giving rise to this national security state or this police state in America, which we all complain about on this show and many other shows. We complain about what government is doing in terms of national ID cards and warrantless surveillance and list tapping phones and opening up our mail and all these other, these police state tactics and these development of these databases, these RFID chips that are resulting in these databases, and now we have evidence that the government is developing what they call giant databases, where they're bringing all of this together, and they're getting a profile on every single American. Well, I've had it, and if they're doing that because of this war on terror, which is a result of our support for Israel and making these Arabs and Muslims mad at us, not because of who we are, but what we're doing. Anybody who says they're mad at us because of who we are, we're too free, or we're Christians, that's nonsense. I mean, they're doing it because of what we do over there. And if I were there, I'd be on the side of the freedom fighters as well. I mean, who wouldn't be in their right mind? So we see our rights, freedoms, and liberties being eroded here in America. And it's because of this police state, which is because of the war on terror, which is because of, this is the theory, because of our aid, to Israel, supporting, paying for what they're doing over there. I'm not anti-Jew. I'm not anti-Israel. I'm just pro-Constitution. And what I see, and this is what we wrote about, which is causing this stir, we said, look, we can connect the dots here. And if what Carter and these professors are saying is true, unless these facts can be effectively denied, then we see another constitutional issue here, a constitutional tort. If you remember, John, the Article 1 of the Constitution enumerates the powers of Congress. Well, just before, and foreign aid is not on that list, but we'll put that question aside for the moment. Just before that list of enumerated powers, you find this clause. It says Congress can lay and collect taxes for these, to carry out these functions, provided that what it does, it says, is to pay the debt and to for the common defense, and that it is in the general welfare of the country. Well, I would argue that our general welfare is not being served. It's not in our national interest to have your and my individual rights, freedoms, and liberties eroded, lost, because of this police state, which in turn is brought about because of the war on terror, which in turn is brought about because of what we're doing over in the Middle East. So our foreign policy is repugnant to the general welfare clause of the Constitution. And what we said in these two articles was, this is the way it seems to us. And we said, we are going to invite representatives of AIPAC, the Israeli lobby, as well as representatives of the governments of the United States, Israel, and the Palestine, to send representatives to this conference, upcoming conference, where we will be focusing on these two publications by the professors and by Carter, and asking these representatives to effectively deny or admit to these facts. So what happened? We formally invited AIPAC on December 11th, you know, to attend. Plenty of time. No response, no response. Eventually, I got them, you know, pinned them down and got a word back that they were not going to attend. The invitation to the Israeli, I spoke to the Israeli embassy, and they said, you know, email your invitation, which I did. There was never a response. I spoke to the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice's office, and they said, fax your response, fax your invitation, which I did on the 19th of March. And there was no response until I got home here. Very interestingly enough, the letter was dated the 28th of March, but the postmark on the envelope was the 30th. In all my experience with government, I mean, you write a letter and you date it on one day, and that's the day that it gets put in the mail. They don't normally write a letter and then put it in the mail 3 days later.
All right, we got to take the break here. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls. Everybody hang on there. I want to get into the harm of the government that the government is claiming that Mr. Schultz is doing. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Defendants' knowledge of falsity of their statements. Is there such a word called falsity? I don't know. Defendant knows or has reason to know that the purported tax benefit they advertise for their tax termination...
John, I'll be right back.
Okay, all right. For their tax termination packages are false and fraudulent. Defendants know that Dick Simcannon was convicted of federal tax crimes for following a plan similar as defendants. See United States versus Canon 420F 3D 397 Fifth Circuit 2005. In parentheses here in this indictment, apparently, noting that Schultz testified at Simcannon's trial. So did I. Harm to government. I love this one. Defendant's tax fraud scheme causes significant harm to the government by helping customers evade taxes and obstruct IRS efforts to administer the federal tax laws. The Internal Revenue Service is harmed because it must dedicate scarce resources to detecting and examining inaccurate returns filed by defendant's customers to preparing substitute returns for customers failing to file tax returns and attempting to assess and collect unpaid taxes. Therefore, the IRS has thus far identified 997 of defendant's customers that have not filed federal returns for a period of 3 years or more. The IRS estimates that defendant's scheme has cost the United States Treasury more than $21 million. Bob, how did they come up with the 997 defendants, your customers?
We don't have any customers. I have no idea.
and if you didn't have any customers, and 997 of them...
But let's make it clear. I think people who know this organization know that we're not in business to sell any products or services. It's just not what we do.
Do you think that this will merit another appearance on Hannity and Combs, Bob? Let's go to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard, and thanks for holding.
Hi. Since you have not been served yet, this would be an excellent time to try the return for cause without dishonor. If you don't have an attorney for which they can serve it on him, you can return for cause without dishonor anonymously, and you can eliminate the joinder of the proper but non-essential party, and the cause proceeds without you involved.
Richard, with respect, I and the two organizations are defendants in this case.
Yeah.
I and the two organizations see this as an opportunity to get to the bottom of things. Where this is assuming we've got a judiciary that is open minded, but this is not a difficult case to defend against.
So you really think you can win?
Yes, I mean, I have been prevailing, and I mean, people don't know just how many actions I've been involved with over the past few years with the IRS, and you tell the truth, you argue. I mean, I'm not unfamiliar. I'm not unskilled on matters of the law, and it's not something that's causing a lot of anxiety. You never know, of course, what's going to happen in the end. But I see that this is not a difficult case to defend against.
All right, Richard. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. 800-313-9443. We'll spend a little bit more time here with Bob Schultz on the second hour of the National Intel Report. Everybody hang on. 800-313-9443. If you have any questions or comments on Mr. Schultz, his activities with We the People Foundation and his other organizations, I will get them all out here because I have a few seconds. It is WeThePeopleCongress.org, WeThePeopleFoundation.org, and, of course, GiveMeLiberty.org. We'll be right back.
It's